All right, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guest Carl Carlisle in the studio today. He's running for mayor. Call in any time during this program to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Carl, thank you for coming into the studio today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So go ahead and just tell people a little bit about yourself. How might people know you in Wrangell?
Well, we've lived in different parts of Alaska, and oddly enough, we've bumped into some of the people that we've met here as well. Also, spent a lot of time at church, mm-hmm. and people know me through there.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Baptist Church.
Okay.
Yeah, and like most people, you know, spend a lot of time around town shopping.
Okay. And how long have you been living in Wrangell?
About 3 years.
Okay. Give me a sense of where you were, some of the places you were living in before you came here.
Okay. Juneau, 3 times. Ketchikan, 2x. Sitka, Hyder, Homer, Palmer, Haines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm forgetting any place, but those are the places that come to my mind.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
Well, I've been disabled since the service. I was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she mostly does artwork. So we kind of, you know, we're starting a button business together, magnets.
Mm-hmm. You said some of them are at the Nolan Center, too.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Definitely. Go to the Nolan Center. Buy our stuff.
Definitely. We love the Nolan Center. So why are you running for mayor?
Well, I've been trained in damage control, NBC defense, basically to look for and fight disasters before they happen and after they've happened. Right now, I see that there's a lot of potential for disaster here. The fire that happened at Telegraph Creek and north of Ketchikan, we're located right in the middle. And with the climate becoming warmer the way it is, mm-hmm. the chances of a fire occurring here in Wrangell Island is increasing. And I believe that we really need to take care of planning an evacuation before the need arises.
Okay. Absolutely. So what would the city need to do to up their emergency plans?
Well, the Forest Service definitely has experience in this sort of thing because it helped out at Telegraph Creek in other places, but being a military brat and a vet, I believe that we need to get the Coast Guard involved in studying and planning and preparing the community just in case. Because if the air is thick with smoke, it's going to be difficult for people to drive to the harbors to evacuate. And some people may even panic. There could be traffic accidents, and there's a lot of people who don't have vehicles. There's also a lot of elderly and people who need special care at being evacuated, and they cannot be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you mentioned like a fire that could be something, an out of control fire. What other kind of disasters are you thinking could be possible on the island?
Well, I think that the soil in critical areas need to be constantly checked and tested because Sitka had experienced some landslides.
Mm-hmm.
And with the drying and with the remoisturizing and drying and remoisturizing, that has an effect on the soil. And that could loosen some soil and cause a sudden unexpected slide. Now, admittedly, that one of the slides in Sitka was caused by construction, but they thought the soil was stable enough because it had been in the past. Also, there's the dam. Mm-hmm. There's some seepage at the upper level dam, and they're doing what they can here to try to resolve the problem. But some of the funding is coming from the lower 48, and there are people dragging their feet. And we can't afford to get the work done to reinforce the dam unless that money comes in. There needs to be a way to create fast funding.
Yeah. I mean, do you have the answer for that?
I have a long-term answer, but not a fast answer, and that is to privatize much of the government.
Okay.
If we had placed a lot of the city's responsibilities into private hands, I believe a lot more would get done a lot more quickly, and it would not be any more expensive than what the people are paying for now.
Okay. What are those kind of public programs that you think could be privatized?
Water and sewage.
Uh-huh.
The roads. The electric company itself. And many other things. The government's main purpose is for protection from both foreign and domestic enemies. I think that government itself has grown way too inflated. You know, now, this is just a wish list that could take decades to resolve. But, you know, we need to look at, like, for example, privatizing the ferry system. That would be a big burden relieved from government. But as far as the short term, right now, the most immediate concerns is evacuation plan and preparation for possible disasters. And secondly, there are a lot of people who are hurting financially. They're using credit cards to pay for groceries, and they're getting deeper in debt. These credit card debts used to be paid with a full PFD, but now we're only getting part of a PFD. I think that the way that we can resolve the problems with the high cost of groceries is to bring back the farms. There used to be dairy cows here in Wrangell. There is plenty of places where that have been logged that could be rezoned to farmlands. With the changing climate, there are a variety of trees that could be established for orchards. There's a variety of crops. And if we want cheaper, fresher milk, we need to grow grains in order to feed cows.
Okay. Yeah. And you're saying, it would be, it could be sustainable, and it would reduce the cost of shipping for our groceries, for our dairy, and it could provide jobs for the community.
Yes, especially with the supermarkets. Both City Market and Bob's, I believe, would bring back a lot of customers that have resorted to shopping from Costco or through Amazon. So instead of that money going out of town, if the grocery stores were to support farmlands, they would profit by them. And so would everyone else.
Okay. Definitely. All right. I'm with you, Carl. So you have been listening to Talk on the Rock. We've got Carl Carlisle in the studio today. He's running for mayor. The time is 1:10. We're going to go to a short break. But I want to let you all know that you can call in. You can just say hi or ask a question. So that number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. The time is 1:13. We have our guest, Carl Carlisle, in the studio. He is running for city mayor. And so, Carl, we talked about your platform, talking about privatizing certain things about our city government. talking about farming and sustainable efforts within our community, and also gearing up our emergency plans. So what I really want to know is, why do you think you're the man to do it, especially over Steve Prusunka?
Well, I admit that Steve Prusunka has done a lot of good for this community. He has a heart for Wrangell, and I believe that whether or not he has any kind of political position, he'll still do his best for this community. I am more of a troublemaker. I think outside the box. And I believe that I would get things done that people have failed to do because they're stuck in a rut or a bureaucratic routine. For example, I do not understand what has caused grocery stores to throw away food when it's become outdated. There are a lot of hungry people in Wrangell filling up on empty calories. Their health is being affected, and so would their jobs be, you know, if they're just too run down to do as good of a job as they can. What has changed to keep grocery stores from donating edible food to food banks, to people who need it? I want to get down to the bottom of these sort of things, and I want to get communication between the average person and government open back up. The people who run government are used to using Robert's Rules of Order and legalese, and it's very mind-numbing and complicated for the average person to be able to go to a website and read through a lot of these things. Communication needs to be opened up and simplified. I believe that government itself needs to be simplified. And I would do my best to do that.
Yeah, what do you think that would look like? How would you do that?
Well, definitely get more people to speak up and tell us exactly what is hindering them from voting, from being apathetic, because many people, they just don't care anymore. There's a friend of mine, he and his wife had registered to vote. And she got registered, but he, who had been living with her for many, many years, did not get registered. They said that his address was incorrect, and he put everything down exactly the same as far as the address. There's something going on in government to where people are tripping over each other, and at times one hand is not knowing what the other is doing. Mm-hmm. We need to get all those obstacles out of the way and just simplify things. And the way to do that is perhaps make a ordinance to where we cannot communicate with each other unless it's at an eighth grade level or lower.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, you're saying there's too much legalese, Robert's rules. Yeah. And, you know, we aired the city council meetings, and, you know, maybe people do feel that way, that it's a little hard to understand what's going on in these meetings. Yeah. So, Carl, you know what? We can wrap up our program pretty soon, but what are some final words or anything that you feel like we didn't get to in this program so far that people should be aware of? Now is your time.
Well, when two main issues is public safety.
Uh-huh.
And getting food to people, you know, especially right now when the fishing industry is in a crisis situation. Mm-hmm. We also cannot let the fishing boats and the seafood processing plant disappear. We got to do whatever we can to make sure that they stick around in case things get better. You know, but in the meantime, we need jobs and we need affordable food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And you're saying with affordable food, that could be the farming scenario. And that could be some jobs. What do you think are some other job creators for the city?
Well, went to the workshop that the Forest Service held concerning the roadless rules. And there were a lot of good ideas. On a small end, but still important, Breakaway suggested building an approved place to dock at Banana Point. And that would make for more efficient travel. On the larger end, I think that we need to look into the possibility of bringing in campsites like KOA, the Campgrounds of America, into some of the areas here. More camping, maybe even a cross-country or downhill ski resort.
You think here in Wrangell?
They did it in Juneau. Now, some people say that it's working out. Some say it's not. But at least we should look into the possibility. The same thing with the wildlife preserve. I myself have not been able to find a moose or deer when I went out hunting. I would like to see something that would encourage the numbers to increase of both deer and moose. And I think sectioning off an area in which wildlife can thrive and outgrow its area, the spillover would help. What worked over in New Zealand as far as fishing is concerned is that they had zoned off area of water in which no fishing, no boats, no human activity of any kind was allowed. And the numbers of sea life had increased so much that there was a spillover and it had increased the number of fish that could be harvested, number of sea life that could be harvested.
I see.
And maybe we need to look into that. If we get the native population and the fishermen here to sit down and speak informally with each other and maybe figure out if this will work, and if so, where would be good places to put this, so that we can hope to have some spillover in the future.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. All right. Carl, I think we are about at the end of our program. Any parting words?
Vote for me!
Thank you for coming on to Talk on the Rock.
Thank you.